the flattest state in the U.S. where not a single dinosaur fossil can be found, and where the driver's test does not require you to prove your parallel parking skills.
It is home to the only coral reefs and the most golf courses in the U.S. And if you ate a tomato, it most likely came from this place.
You're listening to Queer Money episode number 467. And today we're sharing the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in Florida. Now on with the show.
The mission of Queer Money is to financially empower the LGBTQ plus community. Join us in thanking Capital One for supporting that mission. Welcome back, folks. For those of you who are joining us for another installment in the Queer City series that we are doing, looking at affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities all around the country. If you're watching on YouTube and you're brand new, you can catch the whole series right up here. If you're listening, you can click the link in your podcast player.
Last week, we visited the great state of Georgia. YouTube viewers can watch that particular episode right here. And if you're listening, you can click the link in your podcast player. So we're going to deviate from the podcast love and give a bit of love back to you all. We've been doing the Queer City series now for about 10 months, which, wow, that's gone by pretty fast. But we've had nearly 20,000 video views of the Queer City series so far to date as of this recording. And we've had over 38,000 downloads of the podcast of this particular series as of this date. So That's pretty cool.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you for your interest. And we'll continue to do this all the way through the ASA in this country.
Alabama.
Well, if you feel inclined to give this podcast a rating and review, please do so on your favorite podcast player. Or if you're watching on YouTube, please give us a comment and a like after you give us 2 thumbs up.
All right, Florida. Oh, right now, it's probably one of the most hated states of when it comes to the political climate for LGBT folks. A lot of people looking at fleeing this state. And as a matter of fact, HRC labels it as one of the states that is in a state of emergency, which means that state level laws are being passed that supersede or sometimes negate the laws or ordinances that cities have put in place. So when we share this information about HRC, we all need to take that with a grain of salt. With that in mind, we're still surprised the fact that Florida has 8 cities. That's right, 8 cities that got a 100 on the HRC Municipal Equality Index. So at the city level, Florida cities are doing a great job at trying to provide protections for LGBTQ folks.
And we know we have lots of friends and lots of listeners and viewers who are LGBTQ and live in Florida. Exactly. So it's very, it's very confusing.
Well, we have a radical governor and legislature in the state of Florida. Yeah. But that's not the only crazy thing that's happening in Florida right now. Cost of living is going kind of crazy in Florida, Whether it's homeowners insurance, car insurance, both of those are rising rapidly. Home values are rising rapidly because of so many people are moving there. So there's a lot of things going on, both good and bad for Florida right now. But with that in mind, we had something crazy happen with our ranking. We actually had a tie for number one. So we are going to be sharing 3 cities from the state of Florida for you to look at when it comes to affordable LGBTQ plus friendly cities.
Florida does seem to have a difficult time picking an actual winner.
So going all the way back to, what was that?
2000. Yeah. Anyway, so who's the runner-up? Well, this might not surprise many people. The runner-up for Florida is Wilton Manors. Why? It scored a 100 on the Human Rights Campaign Municipal Equality Index. Home values coming at $590,000 per property. That is the third highest for the state. Rent comes in at $2,130 per month for a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment. That's just slightly above average for Florida. Cost of living is 110.5% of the national average, coming in right at the middle for the state. Average income is $89,000 a year, coming in third for Florida. And median income comes in at $71,000 a year, coming in third for Florida.
Third makes Wilton Manors third on our ranking as well. Yes.
And we have some LGBT friends who live in Wilton Manors and they love it. Yes. So
one of the gayest places in America.
Weirdly enough, in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Tired of all the credit card offers you get from your current credit scoring app? Download CreditWise by Capital One today to avoid them.
So, David, who is the first winner?
Right. Well, we do, like I said, we do have 2 cities that are labeled as the winner for Florida, and that is Tampa and St. Petersburg. So let's start off with why Tampa. Tampa also scored a 100 on the HRC Municipal Equality Index. The home values there come in at $391,000, which was right in the middle for the state. Rent comes in at $2,245 a month for a two-bedroom, two-bathroom, which is right in the middle for the state. Cost of living comes in at 104.2, which was just below average for the state. And then average incomes come in at $82,000, slightly above average. And median incomes come in at $57,000, also slightly above average.
Very interesting. So great things about Tampa. Lots of great things about Tampa. We've been there a couple times and love it. But Florida, it's Florida's largest metro area, which includes the number one city, St. Petersburg, that we alluded to. WIBOR is the place to be if you're looking for the place to be of the gay scene. Yeah. Tampa Pride is typically in March. It's March 23 in 2024. More information is available at tampapride.org. Tampa International Gay and Lesbian Film Festival is something you definitely want to check out, which is in October each year. More information for that can be found at tiglff.com. And then if you're in the area to live or to travel and you need it, please check out Metro Inclusive Health. They provide quality health and wellness services for the LGBTQ plus community.
All right. The other winner is St. Petersburg, as we mentioned. Why St. Petersburg? It also scored a 100 on the Municipal Equality Index. Home values coming in at $375,000, just below average. Rent, $2,053 a month, just below average. Cost of living, $102.8, just below average. Average incomes, $73,000, just below average. And actually, I'm sorry, that is just above average. And median incomes, $52,000 above average. So average, average, above average makes you number one.
Some great things about St. Petersburg. It's been scoring a 100 on the Human Rights Campaign Municipal Equality Index since 2014.
That's 10 years in a row.
That's pretty crazy. It's known as the Sunshine City because it gets over 360 days of sunshine a year. That, I think, is on par with Denver, right?
Yeah, Denver's close to that.
Yeah. There's no gayborhood per se because, the locals call St. Pete gay St. Pete. So that sounds like the whole place is pretty LGBTQ friendly. It's the home of the Salvador Dali Museum. Has the largest collection of Dali paintings in the world, even more so than where we went and visited in Spain. Metro Inclusive Health is also in St. Pete area, and Pride is typically in June 1st in 2024. Be sure to check out more information for that at stpetepride.org.
Congratulations, Wilton Manors, Tampa, and St. Pete.
Financial independence with a checking and savings account that doesn't nickel and dime you with fees. Get a Capital One 360 checking or 360 performance savings account at Capital One today.
Next Thursday's, next year's first Queer Money Bonus episode of the year, we're covering the most affordable LGBTQ plus friendly city in the state of Delaware.
If you'd like to see the results of each of the cities that we're analyzing, please go to queermoneypodcast.com/cities or click the link in your podcast player if you're listening, or click right here if you're watching on YouTube. Have an amazing and safe weekend and rest of your year. See you next year.